Ephesians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Hi, this is Keith Davey with MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Perhaps this has happened to you. An opportunity to talk to someone about Christ presents itself, and you freeze. You aren't sure what to say, and you're scared to speak. Afterwards, you felt like something was wrong with you. Certainly, strong Christians don't struggle with sharing their faith the way you do. Or do they? Paul experienced the same fears that we do. He admitted to the Corinthians that he came to them in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. That's one reason he enlisted others to pray for him. We'd be wise to follow his example. We have two needs as we enter into the spiritual journey of others. First, we need God to give us the words to share the gospel in a clear and relevant manner. Second, we need him to supply the courage to share it. Courage doesn't mean the absence of fear. Courage is the strength to act despite our fears. If Paul needed prayer for boldness, so do we. So here's the thought. Don't confuse courage with the absence of fear. Take a step this week. Enlist at least two other believing friends to pray for you. Have them pray these same prayer requests that Paul did, for courage to speak for Christ and for the clarity of speech when you do so. Cojourners, connecting you to a life that matters.